We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Alice,
it's weird.
Is...
That sounded like you a little bit.
That was me. Daisies! Oh. Daisies!
Oh, okay.
Probably a daisies!
All right.
Yeah. Hi. This Celebrity Trash is brought to you by Radio.com. If you ever miss our show, just get the Radio.com app. Catch all our podcasts. Actually, if you're listening to the show live and say the show ended, you could just turn it down, keep that stream going, just stream away.
Thank you for doing that.
Yeah, we appreciate it very much. Mm-hmm. Radio.com, everybody. You can find the Johnny Mosley podcast there. We're doing that today. He just made us take this test. Did you take that yet, Bryn?
I have not.
Some tests, some personality tests he wants us all to take before the show. I'm like, all right,
I'll do it before the show.
Yeah. It's like one of those things where it's like repetitive questions asked kind of in different ways. I'm like, all right, we'll see how this goes.
Well,
so I guess it's going to be an analysis show with Johnny Mosley today.
Wow. Who knew he did that kind of thing?
He's so
well-rounded.
Well, you know, he's very introspective, so, yeah.
Did you give away a bunch of personal information?
No, I signed it as a guest.
Or TikTok
First thing I thought of. I'm like, oh, great, a quiz I got to take. Right. Boy, I wonder, some kind of thing where
I'm
giving away all
it.
My...
Should be fun.
Oh, it's super fun. It's great. Can't wait to hear what his thoughts are. all right. We're going to start with... the GoFundMe campaign for the family of George Floyd.
All right.
They were looking for $1.5 million, and it's over $13.5 million right now.
When you say they were looking for $1.5, what was the story behind that number?
I don't know what they wanted $1.5 million for, probably to cover their costs and to help his daughter and, you know, for whatever thing. But that was the target. You have to set a target on GoFundMe.
All right.
So they have made about $13.5 million, and it continues to roll in. It has set a record for the most donations to a single GoFundMe campaign. About 500,000 donations so far. So it's the highest, that's the largest number of individual donators for any GoFundMe campaign of all time. But $13.5 million is what the family has so far. Let's see, official
Good.
George Floyd Memorial Fund, $13.679 raised of $1.5 million. And actually, this seems to be a dated thing I'm looking at here. Let me reload here. Anyway, and tons of shares, and let's see, created May 27th. So in a week, about almost 500,000 people have donated. So, and obviously, if you read the blurb that they put there, as they talk about how their family watched in horror with the rest of us, what was happening to George Floyd, it's exactly what you think it is. Incredibly
heartbreaking.
Yeah, but the GoFundMe campaign has raised almost $13.5 million. Actually, I think it's a hair over $13.6 million.
It's heartbreaking, and so is a lot of the information coming out about the systematic racism in this country that most of us that I have been blind to.
Absolutely,
so it's heartbreaking.
It's been an eye-opening week.
It really hurts my heart to know that the black community has never been able to just feel at home in America.
No.
That's heartbreaking.
It is.
So
it's
hope that we're on the way to making that better.
Well, just knowing that is one step, and to act on it and find the ways in your own life that you can combat it and to call it out in other white people is, you know, I've learned a lot this week, and I feel like that's my job right now. I got to learn all I can, and I'm going to do as much as I can to be a better person for everybody in America. I mean, I was actually, like you said, I felt like my eyes got opened to this whole system that I was like, you know, just sort of oblivious, but benefiting from, you know?
Well, I understand that part, but to not even know that, you know, look, I said it on the air last week. I never heard of redlining.
Mm-mm.
I had to read about it and then went, oh, okay, well, it does make sense if you look back and know that this country was founded by older white men. Mm. That was in place. Yeah, but right, exactly. So, I mean, I shouldn't be surprised, but I didn't know that it was so
embedded.
Right.
Yeah,
such a part of the fabric that this country was built on.
And continues to be part of the fabric. We're socially conditioned. And without even knowing it, you know, you think, oh, well, I'm not mean to people, so I'm not part of the problem.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's just not the case.
Right.
Serena Williams is married to Alexis Ohanian or Ohanian. I'm not sure how exactly you say this guy's name. He's the co-founder of Reddit. He's a white dude.
I just read his story.
Yeah, he just resigned from the board. And he wants a black person to replace him. They have a 2-year-old daughter together. He has not held an active role in the day-to-day workings at Reddit since 2018. He's pledged all future earnings from his Reddit stock are going to go to help the black community. Critics say Reddit hasn't done enough to police the racist and hateful comments that some users post. So, you know, people are weighing in on this, of course. Brittany, were you able to grab me a little audio from that? Here we go. Mm-hmm. This is his statement.
I have resigned as a member of the Reddit board. I have urged them to fill my seat with a black candidate. It is long overdue to do the right thing. I'm doing this for me, for my family, and for my country. I'm saying this as a father who needs to be able to answer his black daughter when she asks, "What did you do?" I'm starting with a pledge of $1 million to Colin Kaepernick's Know Your Rights camp. I believe resignation can actually be an act of leadership from people in power right now. And to everyone fighting to fix our broken nation, do not stop.
So that is Alexis Ohanian, co-founder of Reddit. He's stepped down. This is got nothing to do with anything important that's happening in the country right now. But I saw it this morning, and in my tiny little slice of the world, Big Brother matters to me. Sorry. So this is not important, and you can feel free to tune this part out if you don't care.
We need both stories badly. We need great information that will help us.
And also, we also need some goddamn fluff.
Some nonsense. Thank you.
Right. So CBS is eyeing an all-star cast for Big Brother 22 this summer. I don't have a date still. They've been quietly contacting former players for a potential all-star season this summer, according to Us Weekly. Negotiations are ongoing because these are people who I'm sure are like, well, sure, I'll do it, but that's going to cost you. Several former winners and some notable alumni have been approached about returning. They say many of the people who were initially contacted declined for various reasons, obviously the risk of COVID being one of them. Season 22 is going to look a little different. It'll start later, obviously, than the usual June premiere date. The players will have to be sequestered longer than usual. We'll have to quarantine for 14 days before entering the game to ensure that they're healthy. This isn't the first time they brought back. They're not saying much that we don't know.
It's a good time for them to be careful, though, because last season was, in the words of most viewers, pretty racist. And there were a lot of accusations being thrown around about the way things that didn't get aired, that were said, that should have been shown, things that were allowed to happen without someone intervening and putting us. So at least now for CBS, they can probably say, we know the people we're casting and we don't have to worry that some crap's going to come flying out of their mouth that we have to deal with. Right? I mean,
last year was the Asian chick who they make some awful rice comment or something.
There were,
I can't remember exactly what it was.
There were multiple accusations of racism from and ageism. Wasn't it the very first guy who said, I'm in a position to put people up? Didn't he put up the old guy, the black lady, the, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, no, he picked the three most stuck out minorities in the whole thing, or, you know.
Right off the bat, it was like the first thing that happened, and everyone went, what the hell?
Right.
You know, and he, of course, defended
himself.
Oh, it was
the Latina chick, and remember, she was like the model, and the black guy. Right. I mean, I felt like it was sort of blatant.
Right. So anyway, I that's my guess, is that it, for them to cast an all-star team.
Right. I kind of forgot about that.
Allows them to sort of hopefully put on a clean show without having to constantly intervene in the hillbillies that they've got to deal with.
Right. Last year wasn't an isolated thing. There've been examples of this many times in the past, and there have been complaints in the past too, like, why aren't you showing that? How come that part's not getting out? Anyway, it looks like it's going to happen. I don't have a date, but I was happy to see that. All right, back to serious stuff. This one was originally reported, it looks like, in House Beautiful. After speaking out last weekend about the death of George Floyd, Property Brothers star Jonathan Scott is committing to using his platform and his voice to affect lasting change. I don't know if you've been watching. There's a show called Celebrity IOU.
No.
It is the Property, those two twins, those unremarkable. The reason that they're big stars is because they're twins. You know, one of them's a construction guy. One of them's a real estate agent / designer, I guess. I don't know.
I'm surprised to hear you say that, because you seem to like the channel and their show.
I do like the channel. I do watch their show when it comes on. I certainly am not setting my DVR to get the Property Brothers. They're, you know, you've seen one of their shows and I feel like you've seen them all. They basically give you a white kitchen with, you know, gray touches, and you know, every house they do looks exactly the same. It's lovely. Sure. Great. Sounds good. That's perfect. Great. Nice staging. anyway, this, I think, is worth reporting here. Here's what he had to say. And I thought, all right, this is Jonathan of the Property Brothers, Jonathan Scott. He says, I'm committed to listening. I'm committed to learning. I shall use my voice, my platform, and my vote to affect lasting change. He tweeted that Saturday afternoon. This is not an overnight fix, but I believe good shall prevail, and we are all responsible to speak up about the injustices around us. Silence solves nothing. He also announced he's donating to four nonprofits working nationwide, the NAACP, Fair Fight, The Conscious Kid, and the ACLU. He says, I'm donating to these organizations that I feel are doing great work nationwide. He asked what other organizations people support, and he took to Instagram last week to say Black Lives Matter. Here's his quote. I'm struggling with the idea that this is who we are in 2020. The more I think about it, the more upset I get. We can and need to be better. People are dying, being murdered, not given the dignity or respect of being treated like human beings. I know I benefit from privilege that many others do not, and it's wrong. We were all created equal. Drew, the other brother, he also shared different ways to fund racial justice. So there you go. If you're watching the Property Brothers, they're out there trying to do good in the world. Michael Jordan and his brand are donating $100 million to the Black Lives Matter movement over the next 10 years. So that's
great.
Load of money.
Mm-hmm.
And Michael B. Jordan, the Creed star, not the basketball star. He spoke at a rally in Los Angeles on Saturday, calling on Hollywood to invest in black staff and storytellers. The Korean boy band BTS is kicking in $1 million to the Black Lives Matter campaign. You know, I actually wondered, this crossed my mind as I, you know, have been doing some reading and about the ways that, you know, we sort of unconsciously contribute to the, to, you know, the white superiority thing, and how that's, even if you aren't really aware of the way the whole system is set up, it, you know, it's always been set up to benefit white people. And I thought about the show Cops and thought, well, that just reinforces, like, so often it's problematic what they put on there, coming from a sort of a new framework that I'm looking at things through. And the Paramount Network is saying, we're putting the next season of Cops on hold. A&E is doing the same with a show called Live PD, which I have never watched. But that's happening. Back to coronavirus just for a minute, and also fun just for a minute. Chris Cuomo, who is an anchor, he's from CNN. He and his wife both had the coronavirus, and he had a, you know, terrible time with it. He was confined, quarantined to his basement, and he was really sick. His brother is the governor of New York. His wife, I guess, was in, I don't know if she was giving the class or if she was just participating in an online Zoom-style yoga class.
Okay.
So they're from their place in the Hamptons, because, of course, they have a gorgeous place. It's a very private backyard. In fact, so private that Chris Cuomo walks around it naked.
Well, that's his yard, right?
Sure, right. Why wouldn't you not have pants on as you're walking around in your yard? And that's what happened. She's in front of a wall of windows, and
oh, he walks by naked.
Outside.
Funny.
He's outside. He doesn't know that she's in some Zoom class.
Right.
Or leading it. I don't know what her deal is, but she's on the video, you know, she's watching the screen and she's doing her yoga, and I guess she doesn't notice it. Not at first, anyway. He's nude in his garden.
Oh, there's, look at Britt.
Are you looking at it?
Yeah,
there
it
is
on the camera.
There's a strategically placed window divider blocking his crack, but he's naked. I mean, yeah. I don't know. Listen, I have a very private backyard, and I can honestly say I don't think I've ever once been naked in my backyard.
Really?
That's just me. I'm not a never nude. But I am, you know, for the most part, if I'm going to go outside, I guess I just don't run around naked. So,
well,
I'm bound to have clothes on.
A, I have absolutely been naked in my backyard. But B, one of the things that I've heard, and I don't know, I knew a lady who was like, yeah, I clean house naked because I don't want to get my clothes dirty. And of course, you know, she's going, I don't want to ruin my clothes. And I'm going, oh, you're naked.
Naked lady. Oh, right. Bend it over, dust it. Oh, are you on all fours at any point? Oh, get down low. You got to reach under that couch.
That's my inner dialogue, everyone. Sarah's doing an impression of my thoughts.
That wasn't me. That was actually your thoughts.
Oh,
just going,
they just, okay. They just snuck out.
Your inner microphone.
Right. Anyway, so that, you know, maybe that's the guy's deal. He's like, why would I go out and work in the yard if I'm going to ruin all, you know, what I'm wearing? I don't know.
Yeah, Chris Cuomo's not working in his own yard. Come on, let's face it. You know, he's a rich dude. He actually looks like he's just got like a cup of coffee and he's just wandering around looking at the flowers. I mean,
all right.
Why not be naked? Let's get a little sun on those private parts. It's a nice sunny day. I mean, it looks like a lovely day. A lot of mosquitoes
down
on
there.
The East Coast. You'd think they'd... Anyway, they're at their mansion in the Hamptons. She's doing a social media yoga session, and he is naked. 49-year-old, super fit newsman, seen au naturel in
wearing
nature.
Wearing only DEET. You say there's a lot of mosquitoes, so maybe he's got DEET.
So maybe he sprayed himself, and he was like, I don't want to get that on my clothes.
Right.
So I'm not going to put any clothes on, but that's his deal. So anyway... There's been no comment from the family since then. I'm sure he'll have something to say about it on his show. I'm sure it'll come up. He'll have to address it. I don't know if, like, the only pieces I've seen of it are he's conveniently blocked by things. So I didn't see his chonch or anything, much as I might have liked to.
But, oh, so you would have looked?
Well, sure. I mean, right. All if right. someone's walking around naked in their backyard holding a cup of coffee, I'd like to see that. I just, okay. you know, if it's available. I don't need you to go back and try and get additional footage or anything. Well, I just, you know, if it's there.
I'm sure it's available. I would bet you that whoever.
Whoever captured that piece of the video.
I'm sure it's there. They used that one with the, as you said, strategic, whatever is blocking his crack.
Some
I'm sure
kind
they
of
chose that
there.
For that reason.
Yeah. My thought is, though, that, you know, one of her yoga friends is the one who sold them out because obviously someone had to have been, if it's a Zoom, like I see that there's a little red record light up in the upper corner of our Zoom meeting here.
Yeah.
So I guess someone was recording it. And they're the ones, I don't know how many people were involved in that call, but the culprit was in the class. Not very namaste of them. All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
Well, I'll get to, I don't know. News is next.
Okay, great.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.